Om Shanti. Good morning to all my sisters and my brothers. Today, physically, I'm in London, but yet still, we're not able to meet according to home quarantine regulations. But of course, on a spiritual level, we've been together all this time anyway. And internet has enabled us to keep meeting regularly through that whole period of the last many months. Many, many months in Madhuban this time. And all of them, every moment was very worthwhile in service. And of course, for the self also, because you're in contact with firstly people from across the world, and then later on with the seniors of Madhuban and even the seniors from all across Bharat. So it's a wonderful inspiration, and you hear their stories of how they came to Baba and how they started service, and it really is a very powerful injection. But Baba's also talking the same about the double foreigners and the immense love that Baba has for double foreigners. That has been shared in the last several Muralis now. And again today, the same. But Baba also talking specifically, not just the whole wide world, but to Asia, that the first service abroad started with Japan, well, the conference there. And then, of course, Dadiji at the group went around many other places in Asia also at that time. It was a long tour for about a year. So you'll hear that later. But the current season in Madhuban, and it has been so since March the 24th, lockdown started in India. It's been a time for bhaktis, it's been a time for yoga through the night. You're on one campus, so that's easy. But also special groups coming together for 4 days each group. And at the moment, it's the fourth group, and I was supposed to have been there also. But the theme of this group is the powers. Each group had a different theme, and there's one more group after this also. And Hansaben, Sveshben, Gopi have been there for this bhakti, and Hansaben has done a huge amount in terms of organizing everything and creating a wonderful space where everybody can feel very special and elevated. And so my thoughts have been very much connected with this bhakti. And the main topic for today, this particular fourth bhakti, was the powers. And they've taken up the power of introversion, the power of purity, the power of truth. And I was given the topic, the power of silence. So the last few days have been exploration of this particular power, both in terms of reflection and memories, but also in terms of my own practical experience of this. And so, where does the power of silence begin? It begins first and foremost with introversion. Daddy used to say that she spends 90% of her time inside and 10% of her time outside. And because of the time she spent inside, she said, this is why all of you want to hear what I've been reflecting on, and so I come into words. And you're willing to listen to those words. And that's absolutely true. Because whatever daddy spoke, whatever the other daddies also speak, but they speak out of not theoretical, intellectual exploration, but they speak out of a depth of experience. And so Baba says experience, the highest experience is the authority of experience. And so what we need to do is not just reflect on what the power of silence is, but actually experiment with it and see what our own experience is. And yes, for sure, the starting starting point, introversion. How much time during the day am I spending watching what's going on outside? And how much time am I spending looking at the dark and the light, both the beauty of the inner being, but also the things that need to adjust and change within the inner being? And so introversion is the beginning of the journey for silence. And together with that, then, ekant. Antarmukta, introversion, ekant. And the translation for this, which is usual and is accurate, is solitude. And so generally, when people go off into the jungle, they say they want ekant, solitude, or they go off to the mountain tops and so on. But Baba has a different interpretation of this word, solitude, ekant. Baba says ekant means to go into the depth of one, to discover the secrets of the one. And so that changes the whole picture very dramatically. Now it's not anything to do with external silence or going into the jungle, but it's everything to do with my love for God and my desire to be able to know God as He truly is. Baba often speaks about this in the Sakar Murali, that even though we are all Brahmins, yet not many of us know the depth of who God really is. And I hope that lockdown, I know in some places lockdown is easing and in some places it still continues, but certainly we've all had more time to be with ourselves than we've ever had before. And drama is perfect, it's accurate. That is flying off at lockdown time, and at the same time, the lockdown beginning and giving us the space that we've never given ourselves before. Yes, service continues, but it's very different doing something on Zoom or any other conference on video than making all the preparations that need to be made on a physical level for external service. So public-facing service continues, but also service of the family, sustenance of the family continues, but it's condensed in time now. And so we've had time for ourselves, and I wonder how many of you have taken the time to actually explore two things. What is going on within? And secondly, to be able to explore the depths of Baba. Who exactly is Baba? Have I understood Baba deeply? Have I understood what Baba is able to give me at this time? Have I understood what Baba is not able to give me, so that any false illusions and anything of imagination is removed from my head? So, introversion and inner solitude in which I can go into the depths of one. This is the basic foundation. Another very important foundation that I should be able to then move on to the stage of focus, of concentration. Because silence is a power. And when something is scattered, it's not powerful. When my mind is scattered and it's like a butterfly going from here to there to there to there to there to there to there, there isn't power. I'm easily distracted, and instead of being able to come to the essence, I'll go off into alleyways and byways. And so a lot of time and energy gets wasted because we haven't learnt about concentration. And so these first two steps of introversion and inner solitude mean that I'm now beginning to see which direction my mind is going in. Only when I start observing my mind and educating myself about, and it's not an education from outside, but rather it's my inner laboratory, like the Dadis had for the first 14 years. They spent time not only together in the physical form, but they spent time in the inner laboratory. And so going deep into myself, and if my mind is getting distracted here and there and everywhere, in that state, I'm not able to really know myself or able to know God. And they always say self-realization leads to God-realization. And I believe this is true, even in the first step. Only when I'm willing to turn inwards and come to the awareness of the inner being, the soul, only in the stage of soul consciousness can I feel God's vibrations and God's love. And so if sometimes people complain and say, well, I'm not feeling God's power, I'm not feeling God's love, my mind isn't tuned to the right frequency. And if I were to decide, even now, at this moment, I want to tune my mind to God so that I can pick up what God wants for me, what God wants to give to me, what God's signals are for me, I need to be deeply soul conscious, turning inwards again and again, without letting my mind get distracted outside. And so this first step of going inside and finding that space within and cleaning that space. Would God enter a space that is unclean? God is the purifier. So yes, God is going to help me cleanse it. But if I want Baba to be inside in my heart, I have to keep that space very, very clean. One of Daddy's mantras, of course, honesty and cleanliness. And so introversion allows me to clean up the space within and to allow my mind to become calmer and more stable. And in that stability of soul consciousness, when I tune my thoughts, my mind, then I'm able to connect with God and start experiencing God's presence. So God's presence in my life is absolutely vital at this moment. Can you imagine how it would be possible to cope with whatever is going on in the world without that experience of connection with God and the feeling of God's love and protection? We're surrounded by all sorts of negativity. But also we have a lot of negativity inside ourselves. And I need protection and God's help for both. So that the outside bugs don't get me, but also that the outside atmosphere of fear doesn't come to me. Anger doesn't shake me. Another person's insecurity and lack of faith doesn't destabilize me. And so the power of silence means to be able to come to that inner state of soul consciousness and develop my focus and concentration of my thoughts of God. And then the other noise finishes, because normally our head has a lot of noise. We are not able to experience silence. True? And this is because we are not focusing inside or up above. We are being influenced by all the noises going on outside. And in fact, the inside is even more noisy than outside. Why? Because that inner noise that is being generated is day and night. The outside noise, you can say to somebody, please, you know, lower the volume, soften the sound, turn down the noise, to shut off the machine, whatever, whatever. But the inner noise, if I tell my mind, stop, will it stop? Well, only if I've learned to be its master. If I'm not the master of my mind, it's not going to slow down, it's not going to quieten down. And so the journey inwards, the journey of silence is to become the sovereign of the self through the practice of soul consciousness, not just in meditation, yes, of course, but also the rest of the timetable that I'm engaged in. Having gone inside, I see the scattering of my energy, and I say, I want to now channel my energy towards God. And so I begin to try that practice, maybe for a minute, 3 minutes, 10 minutes, and it'll keep increasing. The more I practice stabilizing my thoughts and God's remembrance, the more powerful it becomes, the easier it becomes, and I begin to experience God's love, God's power entering my life. And of course, again, it's that paradox. When I'm quiet, I can feel God's presence. And when I can feel God's presence, I become more quiet. But the first step has to be that I make that conscious decision that I want to stay inside rather than let my mind go racing outside. I can be sitting in one place, but my mind is all over the place. Day and night, it's all over the place. And so now, Baba's given us the method of traffic control. Stabilize your thoughts for 1, 2, 3 minutes, and it'll help. I can't complain and say I don't have 3 hours of bhakti. No, I have 3 minutes. And if that 3 minute period is utilized well to stabilize my mind, then the other 57 minutes that are going to pass are going to be more subtle, more focused, more concentrated, more positive, more uplifting for me and for others. And so, introversion, love for solitude, love to be able to know God. And the third, concentration, focus. And in that step of concentration, I begin to develop another very, very powerful skill that I need. I was with a driver in Delhi at one point. He'd got a new car. And I asked him, do you have your license? And he said, oh, it'll come. And I thought maybe it was in the post or something like that. So he wanted to take me out round the block. And we were in Karol Bagh, Pandit Bhavan. So Karol Bagh is a pretty busy place. But this was still the morning hours. And so it wasn't so busy. But I realized that this person hadn't learned to drive properly. Nobody had taught him. He thought he would just get into the car and move. And he did not know how to use his brakes. And so when there'd be a rickshawwala just in front, what he would do is to swerve and go around the rickshawwala or the scooter or whatever it was. Thank goodness there were no other cars on the road in the morning at that time. But he did not know how to use the brake. Or he didn't want to, I don't know. But I was remembering Baba more than I do most times in Delhi. And so I'm thankful to him that he made me remember Baba more. And we went round the block and we got back. And I said, "Where did you learn to drive?" And he laughed, which told me another story. And so when he said that the license is coming, he meant that at some point he would apply. But he knew that there would be tests before he could apply, or maybe he found a different way to get his license. I don't know. But it was clear that neither did he have a license, nor did he know how to drive properly. And imagine, here I am, the driver of my life, and I don't know how to use my brakes. And I'm talking about the brake for the mind. And so traffic control is a method to help me start using my inner brake so that I'm able to put a full stop not only to past thoughts, but also to the scattering thoughts. All the thoughts that are scattered in so many different directions, which means I lack focus and concentration. I can develop this through traffic control. And the interesting thing I've noticed is that if I pay attention to some aspect of the life of a yogi, to some aspect of my principles, Baba starts giving me extra help. So what started off as just my effort, Baba sees my effort and gives me a thousandfold help, and I'm able to achieve better results than I had anticipated. So concentration, focus, clearing the thoughts of the past, learning to stay within no matter what the external distractions are, and building up that quality of love and power that I can receive from God. Just imagine, out of the 7 billion people in the world, how many people know God? A handful. Even if it's a million, it's still a handful out of the billions. And so I'm lucky that I know the method. I'm fortunate that God found me and showed me how to do this. Then I increase my fortune by using what God has given me today. And so let me stay focused. And thoughts of this one, that one, why and how and if and but and maybe. Yes, I need to make plans. But the power of silence enables me to be economical with my thoughts. And if I'm economical with my thoughts, I'm going to be economical with my words. And it's going to be the mantra that Baba gives us, less expenditure, greater success. And so what I want to achieve, whether for myself or in terms of service, can be achieved that much more easily. And so let me experiment with this power to be able to focus and concentrate so that then I'm able to allow my mind to move in the right direction. We've seen the Dadis use the power of silence. This is why their words are so impactful. I could say the same words, but Dadis with the power of silence was the words that touched the heart, the arrow that pierced the heart, and we wanted to do whatever it is they were saying and suggesting. We saw the power of tolerance, the power of silence in Mama, and through that silence, her ability to detach from the body so that her face shone like the radiant moon. But the body was settling its karma. But when there's sickness, normally mind and body both suffer. The mind is weak, the body is suffering, and so it becomes double pain. But in the case of yogis, and especially Mama's case, Mama would detach and the accounts would be settled, watched as an observer. The mind was powerful, and because of the detachment, she was able to catch God's love. And that allowed her to tolerate the pain to an even greater extent. And so, double quick settling of karma, without the feeling that I'm suffering so much. Baba, Baba's drishti. And Baba able to take us beyond with a glance. My own experience, Baba's drishti. And Baba was able to pull me out of the consciousness of the body and carry me to Paramdham and give me that experience of the connection with God. And so it was my new birth through that drishti. And this has been remembered, that the vision of the Satguru enables you to go beyond. But the Satguru was able to use the eyes of Brahma Baba and also the eyes of Tadigosar only because they themselves practiced the power of silence, detachment from everything, and just focused on one. And so, anyway, today is Sunday, today is World Meditation Hour, so a special chance for focus and experimentation for the self, but also until we get into the usual pattern of activity, a little bit of space, even now, to practice through this next period of time to prepare for Raksha Bandhan. And Raksha Bandhan, of course, is the time for yoga, for bhaktis, and you'll be hearing all the details about that as soon as the guidelines are ready. But all good wishes for your experience of the power of silence that transforms me, transforms relationships, transforms atmosphere, and even transforms the planet. So we have the know-how, and we have to now apply it, the practice of this. Om Shanti.